The following program, Bless Israel with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, is brought to you by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, presenting the plight facing God's chosen people today so that you can be a blessing to them through your prayers and Christian love.
On Saturday, October 27th, 2018, tragedy hit the heart of America. We experienced a horrific attack at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh that claimed the lives of 11 innocent Jews. The prayers of our entire fellowship family go out to our Jewish brothers and sisters who came to worship God on that tragic day. Together with millions around the world, we are praying for those who lost their lives, the injured, their families, and for the protection of Israel and her people. This attack is a call to action for us all. The Pittsburgh Tree of Life Synagogue is one more example of a disturbing and growing pattern of hatred and anti-Semitism against Jews around the world. You can unite with the fellowship against anti-Semitism when you visit ifcj.org/unite. That's ifcj.org/unite. Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, president and founder of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, spoke to over 10,000 Friends of Israel on a town hall conference call about the tragedy in Pittsburgh. Let's listen.
Shalom, my friends. We come together as a fellowship of Christians and Jews. Our hearts are broken, but what a beautiful thing it is that we can come together and pray and act as Christians and Jews. Our prayers, of course, go out to the families of those who died and the wounded. They cry out to the heavens for comfort and consolation. And we, the survivors, lift up our eyes unto the mountains, as Sinai El Heharim, Me'ayin Yavo Ezri, I lift up my eyes to the mountains, from where will our salvation come? We lift up our eyes to the heavens because we are at a loss. How shall we react? How shall we respond? How shall we prevent such horrible things from happening to Jews, to Christians, to Blacks, to Latinos? How do we eliminate prejudice from our midst? I'm not a commentator on Fox or CNN. I'm not a talk show host. I'm a rabbi, and I know that God calls each and every one of us to partner with him in fighting hate and bigotry and anti-Semitism, and to affirm the oath that God himself made when he said that there is a battle against Amalek, evil, midor, dor, from generation to generation, and that it's our job to light a candle in the midst of that darkness and the world, the fractured world in which we live, and to work towards bringing shalom to our society. That's what the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is all about. That was the vision that God gave me over 35 years ago. It's not enough to mourn for those who died and to pray for those who were injured. We must do everything in our power to ensure that Jewish lives are safe in America, in Israel, and around the world. And that's why we Jews so deeply appreciate and value the help of our IFCJ partners, Christians and Jews alike, who come together not only to mourn for the victims of Pittsburgh attack, not only to denounce the evil in the world, but to pray and to act to protect those who still are suffering from such hatred. Not just Jews, but Christians. Christians in the Middle East who are being persecuted for their faith, in Sudan, in China. November 9th, 1938, 80 years ago, we commemorate what's called Kristallnacht, the night of the broken glass. This event began the Holocaust. At that time, hundreds of synagogues were destroyed, Jewish institutions destroyed, hundreds of Jews taken into the streets and killed or sent to concentration camps. But the difference between Kristallnacht of 1938 and the situation today in the world is that today we are not alone. Today, as we Jews face anti-Semitism and attacks on Israel, Christians are standing with us. I want to focus in my remarks on what we can do to help the Jewish people through the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. So many people have asked me, even in the past couple of days, tell me what I can do. I want to stand with the Jewish people. I want to do something to help God's people. This is what I call praying with our feet. And the first thing that we can do is help Jews around the world with security. For the past 5 years, the fellowship has been donating funds, actually $4 million over the years, to protect 168 cities where Jews live, with the steel doors, with concrete barriers, with training, with walkie-talkies in the Jewish schools, in the synagogues, in France, in Mumbai. Yesterday, we put up concrete barriers in Prague synagogue. All of this was made possible by Christians through the fellowship who seek to secure Jewish lives. In Israel, we've built thousands of bomb shelters, underground command posts, because missiles are directed at the civilian population in Israel, as we all know. And it's critical that there be command posts underground so that the IDF, the Israel Defense Forces, and the various social services can organize in order to help the population that's affected. We provide emergency equipment to hospitals, CTs, MRIs. And since Hamas and Hezbollah in the north have launched their missiles against hospitals, there is now a need for reinforced operating rooms, for fire engines, as you know, to put out the fires near Gaza, ambulances, helping the IDF, the soldiers, the brave soldiers of Israel. You can help us build educational bridges in America and around the world, especially in Christian seminaries and colleges. Help us to teach the next generation, the millennials, to stand with Israel and the Jewish people. Help us spread our message of reconciliation and cooperation between Christians and Jews, not only in America, but around the world. We are launching a fellowship presence in Hong Kong, in Singapore, in Korea, where we have an office. And the new president of Brazil, when he will, God willing, announce with me there that he is moving Israel's embassy to Jerusalem. And of course, you can join us in our ongoing work helping Jews flee anti-Semitism and go home to Israel on wings of eagles. This year, we've already brought over 5,000 Jewish people from 28 countries around the world to Israel on these emergency freedom flights, seeking to escape the forces of anti-Semitism and war. You can help us feed the hungry, clothe the naked, provide homes for orphans, shelters for the homeless, and so much more. You can help us give refuge to persecuted Christians who fled from Iraq to Jordan, and we are helping them with their medical needs, with food, and with a place to live. Last year, we helped 1.4 million people around the world, and we hope that with your help and the help of our partners and friends, that we will be in a position to help even more people in the coming year. I urge you to read an article that we're putting up on our website and social networking, in which I articulate my thoughts and my feelings, perhaps better than I am now. And I urge you to read it because it expresses my heartfelt feelings at this time. And you can access us by going to www.ifcj.org, going to my page, to Yael's Corner, Yael's page, our Stand for Israel page and site, which gets over 1.3 million friends as a fellowship of Christians and Jews.
You're listening to Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, president and founder of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, here on our Bless Israel program, as he spoke to over 10,000 friends of Israel on a town hall conference call about the tragedy in Pittsburgh, where 11 Jews were killed at the Tree of Life Synagogue. As people of faith, attacks against Jews in Pittsburgh, Jerusalem, or any place in the world are attacks against us all. You can unite with the Fellowship Against Anti-Semitism when you visit ifcj.org/unite. That's ifcj.org/unite. Let's return now to the Fellowship's Teletown Hall Conference with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein.
Thank you for joining the Fellowship Special Town Hall with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein. My name is Robin Van Etten, and I will be hosting the call. And right now, we have Mary. Mary, please share your question with Rabbi.
Yes, I wanted to ask Rabbi Eckstein, why are the Jews so persecuted? They're God's chosen people. It's terrible what happened in Pittsburgh. Everybody cried, I do believe, in the United States.
Well, firstly, we are all very blessed. I live in Israel now, but we are very blessed to live in this great country of ours, America, because Christians came to America to flee persecution and to have their religious liberty. And over the years, America has pretty much been spared of anti-Semitism. But in the past few years, we've witnessed a rise of anti-Semitism to a disturbing degree, even here in America, but certainly around the world. How do you explain anti-Semitism? I can't. I believe it is principalities and powers of evil that are inherent in the human condition, that anti-Semitism is a disease. It may be not on the surface for a period of time, but it is a chronic disease that, given the right circumstances, time and time again, since time immemorial, since the time of Amalek, who attacked the people of Israel, going to the descendants of Amalek of Haman and Ahasuerus, who sought to destroy the people of Israel, to the Greek Romans and the fight of the Maccabees to maintain holiness in the temple, to the destruction of the temples and the exile of our people, to the Inquisitions and to the Crusades, to the pogroms, and to the anti-Semitism today. I don't have an answer to your question. I know that at this synagogue in Pittsburgh, they were celebrating a brit milah, a circumcision ceremony, which is a happy occasion done, as you all know, as the Bible teaches, on the eighth day of the birth of a boy. And the prayer that is recited there is Va'omer lach, I think it's Ezekiel, Va'omer lach b'damai chayi. God sees us rolling in our blood, and he says, through your blood you shall live. We already learned this lesson from Father Abraham, who was willing to sacrifice his only son. We know that the covenant that we have with God involves not just responsibility, but it also, at times, involves the shedding of blood. There is a time for everything in war, and the shedding of blood that is done to us. But yet we live. The Jewish people, after thousands of years of persecution and oppression, which we cannot understand, continues to live, continues to defy the natural laws of history, the natural laws of the universe. But we are broken, and we are weary, and we await the coming of Messiah, of Mashiach, to bring in, to usher in shalom, peace. And we are called, Christians and Jews, God's children, to serve as witnesses of God's love, of God's presence in the world, to remind us that every human being is created, B'tzelem Elokim, in the image of God. And like the question that God asked of Cain after he killed his brother Abel, God said, where is your brother Abel? And Cain answered, Hashomer achi anochi? Am I my brother's keepers? As the Jewish people faced anti-Semitism and persecution over the centuries, we were alone. The difference between Kristallnacht 1938 and today is that we are not alone. That we are here, Christians and Jews together, building respect and hopefully love. So thank you again for your participation and work in the fellowship. More questions, Robin?
Sure. We actually have a question that came through email. This question is, did you ever imagine something like this could happen in America?
Wow. You know, the answer to that is no. And even with the rise of anti-Semitism in America, it, of course, comes nowhere near the situation of Jews around the world. In Paris, where Jews can't walk around with a yarmulke on their head because they will be attacked. In Western Europe, where we've witnessed killings of Jews, of Holocaust survivors. No, I didn't think this could happen in America. But I am so grateful for the fact that America has the principle of religious liberty and freedom. I am so grateful not just to those police officers who went into the fire rather than trying to escape the shooting. I am so grateful that this country gave refuge and continues to give refuge to Jews who are being persecuted. And I'm so grateful that we live in a country where Christians, following the Bible, are coming to our aid. Even as I speak now, all across the nation, There are hundreds of vigils going on. And so, while we curse the darkness, we also remember those in the past, the Oscar Schindlers, the Corrie ten Boom's, and each and every one of you who is partnering with us at the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews to be the balm of Gilead to our aching souls. And this is important not just for Jews, and not just because what starts with Jews will end up happening to Christians, and it is, but because of the witness of our shared Judeo-Christian values that we must live by, that we're called to live by, and that we are privileged here in this nation to live by. And we are grateful to those men and women, we dare not forget them, who served in the military, who serve in the military today, who protect those liberties for us. And I pray that we will be able to continue to bring healing and reconciliation and to fight together this battle against anti-Semitism in the future.
Okay, thank you everyone for joining us. We're sorry, we have run out of time. However, before we end this call, I would turn to Rabbi to maybe close us with a prayer.
Yes, thank you, Robin. Avinu Shebashamayim, our Father in Heaven, we come before you today with heavy hearts as we mourn those who were killed and injured in the Pittsburgh synagogue this past weekend. And we come together as Christians and Jews to affirm that, Lord, we are here. We are hearing your call, Hineni, use us, shape our hearts to love you. But oh, how we and our society have fallen short. Oh, how we have utterly failed in fighting the forces of evil, the demonic anti-Semitism and hatred and prejudice. We ask you, Lord, tonight, guide us. Give us the strength and wisdom to be holy, to spread your love in the world today, and to fill the world with your everlasting divine presence. Lord, we pray, bring healing to those who are injured, comfort to those families who lost a loved one. And Lord, I ask that you bless each and every one who is helping the Jewish people at this time and in the future. Bless them as you promised to do in your holy word, that you will bless those who bless Israel. And our friends and partners are blessing Israel, often sacrificially, every day. I ask that you would watch over us and our loved ones and bring shalom, peace in our hearts, in our relationships, in our families, and in our fractured world. In your holy and glorious name, the God of Israel, we say amen.
We've come to the end of our program today here on Bless Israel. What you've been listening to is Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, president and founder of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, and a heartfelt message he shared to over 10,000 friends of Israel on a town hall conference call about the tragedy in Pittsburgh, where 11 Jews were killed at the Tree of Life Synagogue. The Pittsburgh attack is just one more example of a disturbing and growing pattern of hatred and prejudice that has been taking shape for years against Jews around the world. As people of faith, attacks against Jews in Pittsburgh, Jerusalem, or any other place in the world are attacks against all of us. to help protect hundreds of thousands of Jews. The fellowship has been providing security guards, cameras, and other protective equipment to synagogues, Jewish schools, and other Jewish institutions around the world. The fellowship also provides security for hundreds of thousands of Jewish people in over 100 cities in Israel and around the world, including France, Belgium, Argentina, Brazil, Ukraine, Russia, Spain, and Turkey, where threats from terrorism and anti-Semitism are evident. We hope you will continue to join with us in providing security for these Jewish institutions. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is standing with the Jewish people. You can unite with the Fellowship against anti-Semitism when you visit ifcj.org/unite. That's ifcj.org/unite. Thanks for listening.
Bless Israel with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein is the radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.